If I say NASCAR, what image comes to mind? Along with the fast cars, would it be white guys in trucker hats? Buxom blonde arm candy? You're probably not alone. That's why NASCAR is reaching out to a more diverse crowd with its Drive for Diversity program. It aims to bring more women and minorities into a sport which is already the most watched sport on television after football. Since the program began in 2004, it has trained dozens of crew members and 17 drivers who now work in NASCAR. And we're speaking with one of those drivers today. Mark Davis is a 17-year-old African-American race car driver who is part of the Joe Gibbs racing team. Also with us is his father and publicist, Harry Davis. They both join us from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Michelle. Thank you.
Mark, how did you get interested in racing?
Well, my brothers raced BMX bikes when they were younger, and I saw their BMX bikes in the garage, and I had an interest in it, so that's how I started my career. BMX bikes for 2 years, and doing a quarter midget cars, which are like go-karts with roll cages, and it went from there.
How do you get into racing cars? And I don't mean driving too fast down my street at 2 a.m., you know? I mean, how do you get into the level that you are in from bikes? How did you move into cars?
Every 2 years or so, we move it to a bigger class and more competition with a little bit faster cars and a little bit bigger cars. And I was racing on my own with my dad in Hickory, North Carolina. And I was parked right next to the Joe Gibbs racing team. And they'd seen me run all year with the equipment we had and how well we did the equipment we had. And I was one of the choices to drive the car the next year.
Harry, what about you? Were you concerned when your son wanted to get into racing? Now, I know you raced power boats, but I don't know.
Initially, when Mark started in BMX, he had a chance to be number two in the U.S., and when the kids started jumping double and triple jumps, I told him that sport was too dangerous and he had to find something else. So he went out and researched, and he found quarter midgets race cars.
I'm wondering if I were to ask his mom how she feels about this. I don't know. Harry, do you ever wish your son took up bowling or
I think
sport fishing, something a little safer?
No, I think the career ought to be your own choice, but he's entitled to have three careers in his life, one of which must be a doctor or a lawyer, so he can have the first career driving a race car. That's fine. I'm not concerned about the safety aspect because he's had a driving coach since he's been racing. As far as his mom goes, she supports the activity. It's a dangerous activity, so you never want to see your son driving over 100 miles an hour with no brakes or the car catch on fire or it turns over or you wreck, so... she supports from a distance.
That's well said. Mark, I understand you're a graduate of the Drive for Diversity program. What is that program all about? How do you get into it, and what do they teach you?
The Drive Diversity program, it's a program that Access Marketing started along with NASCAR to open the door for more minorities and give them the shot to align themselves with the top teams in NASCAR and to be able to move to the next level.
Do you apply for the program, or does somebody scout you, like in baseball or basketball?
There's a little bit of both. Some of it's scouting. A lot of it's just you can send in your resume, and they usually get 1,000 resumes or so, and they shorten them down to about 20, 25, and they invite a certain amount of drivers to a combine test, and they let you do media training and also testing the cars, and they invite the team owners out to the racetrack as well to watch, and hopefully align themselves with the race teams.
And are they explicit about wanting to bring a new audience and new drivers into the sport?
Yeah, they're always looking for more minorities to come into the sport and also females. So they're really trying to expand their horizons for NASCAR and take it to the next level.
A lot of people see NASCAR not just as a white sport, but a sport that has not in the past been particularly interested in having minorities participate in it. And I've had colleagues of color who covered NASCAR events in the past who were not treated particularly well. And so I just wondered, what's been the reception for you? Are the other drivers welcoming, the crews? What about the fans?
Well, I've been racing for 11 years now, and I've been racing in North Carolina for almost 10 years now. So I've really grown up down here, and I've grown up with a lot of the drivers I'm racing with now. So I really haven't thought of anything different. I haven't been treated any differently since I've been racing down here for so long, and I grew up racing down here. And throughout the different levels, I didn't just show up one day and start racing.
Okay, so there's never been any, like, we don't want you here conversation?
Not so much. A lot of it, just some of the older adults, they don't like getting beat by a 16, 17-year-old kid. So that's really a big thing, and there's a whole lot of young drivers around that go through that. It's just not a race thing.
Mark, can you help me out? Because I have no intention of ever driving 160 miles an hour. So can you just help me understand it? What's fun about it?
Just the adrenaline. Once you get over 100 miles an hour, everything slows down. You get tunnel vision. It's an amazing feeling once you get used to it. I love about going out there and having fun and winning races. It's what I've enjoyed doing for the last 11 years. And other kids have to go out there and play basketball or soccer or football, and racing's my thing.
Mark, do you feel like a pioneer in your sport?
Well, a little bit. I know the drivers that opened the doors for me in the past, Wendell Scott and Willie T. Ribbs and some other names, know they've helped me to get to where I am. And if I can get to the next level in NASCAR and get to the next Cup Series, hopefully I can leave the door open for more minority and diversity drivers behind me. But I have to get there to open the door.
Sometimes people who are highly visible in a sport in which they are one of the few, and I'm thinking about, you know, Tiger Woods in golf or the Williams sisters in tennis, are under a little extra pressure. I mean, they get some extra support, too, because sometimes people are interested in them and rooting for them who otherwise might not be. Do you feel any of that, like the pressure to win, to show that, you know, black folks can do it?
Not so much. I mean, a lot of the pressure just comes from my race team, Jacobs Racing, because they're one of the best teams in NASCAR, so they expect the drivers to go out there and win, and I expect myself to go out there and win. So really, the pressure is really come from myself to win races and finish the top five and do consistently every weekend.
Well, Harry, you help me. What does it take to be great at the sport? Reflexes? Nerves, obviously?
I think, Michelle, even from the beginning, if you want to succeed, you can't be in a failing environment. So you have to position yourself to have good coaches. This sport is equipment-based. So even people that have great resources don't succeed because they don't have good equipment. And there are three things to get to the next level that Mark or any driver has to have. He has to be with a first-class, high-quality team with very good equipment. Then the driver has to be skilled, and that comes from years of experience, practice, driving coaches. And then he's got to be sponsor-friendly because it is a money-based operation. So it's all about marketing, it's all about sales, it's all about moving product. And they have chosen through Mark to expose the new fan base of African Americans to NASCAR through Mark.
I want to know if you're ever driving in my neighborhood, is it hard to slow down when you're behind the wheel of the family car? Is it ever hard to switch gears?
No, not so much. I get my fix on the racetrack, so I'm pretty calm when I go on the street.
I'm very relieved.
Michelle, what Mark didn't tell you, what he's still learning the difference between tailgating and drafting. It's drafting on the track. It's tailgating on the street. So he's still learning that.
Has law enforcement been involved in educating Mr. Mark on this point?
No.
He's not allowed to do that because he'll lose too many privileges.
Mark Davis is a 17-year-old development driver for Joe Gibbs Racing. His father, Harry Davis, is Mark's publicist. They both joined us from WFAE in Charlotte. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And that's our program for today. But now it's your turn. You heard us talk about the new ideas coming out of the Aspen Ideas Festival. But you don't have to be famous to have a good idea. So what about you? What's the best new idea you have or that you've heard for making the world a better place? It can be anything. Ways to enhance peace, to care for children, improve neighborhoods, the environment, fix the schools. Let us know. To send your big ideas or any other comments about this program, including about car racing, go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore or call our comment line at 202-842-3522 and tell us more.